Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Putting out the call, what do you fidget with? What do you just love playing with? What are you distracting yourself with?
Yeah, we took a trip down to Toy World here in Barrie yesterday. Initially, it was because Whitey from the day shift and I thought it'd be a great idea to get some walkie-talkies to just chat during the day, which would have thoroughly annoyed everybody else.
Oh, yeah, great idea for you guys. Everyone else was like, really? Is this what we need?
Exactly. We didn't get them, though, much to, I'm sure, your happiness, Bob, because you do share an office with me. But we did instead get an array of, like, fidgety things.
Yeah, it was you and Whitey and our receptionist, Jess. I was sort of like, I don't really need anything at Toy World, Barrie. But I was soon proven wrong because you guys found some gold. You're playing with stuff right now.
I am. I've got, I don't even know how to explain this. It's a banana. It's shaped like a banana, but it's filled with, it's got like a plastic coating. It's filled with like slime or something, and you can move it around and squish it, and it's good.
It's just fun to squish.
Yeah.
And yep. Stretch.
You've got something there that's a little more audio.
Yeah, you picked up some toilet noise putty. I haven't played with putty in, 15 years, but it's pretty great.
Can you get the...
Hang on. Nah.
Oh, it sounds so gross. There we go.
There it is.
Oh, no.
Put a cork in it.
We've been playing with them. It kind of got me thinking, though. It's been a long time. I remember as a kid, I was quite fidgety.
Yeah, I loved anything kind of rubbery. Like if you had some glue that just kind of dried too long and it was nice and gummy and tacky and stretchy, I'm a sucker for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I had a friend who used to chew everything, essentially. But one in particular I used to really remember was it was the buttons on TV remotes or like stereo remotes. She would chew them off.
Whoa, that's kind of an awkward position to get the whole thing in your mouth.
She was dedicated.
Wow.
Keith in Barmera called through. Keith, good morning. What is your go-to fidget thing?
Well, I've got in trouble for this when I still lived at home with my parents because I broke it, but you know that thing that covers the back of the remote where the battery goes? I just like taking that off and putting it back on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, I like that you've brought this up, Keith, because I want to know, was it the little section where it actually clips into the remote? Because I used to play with that and snap them off all the time, the little clasp.
That's exactly what I did too.
Interesting. I bet your parents absolutely hated that. Can you buy them, like, on their own to fill one if you've lost it? Or what did your parents do?
My parents just taped it back up and I always get yelled at, but it was never something I got in a lot of trouble for, so I thought, oh, okay, it's worth it.
What kind of condition are your TV remotes in now that you've moved out?
Not good.